Mike Ploy in the studio now, and joining me is Sarah Gopil, physical therapist from Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in the studio. We wanted to have you in to talk about feet and what's going on. And I know in my experiences over the years that if your feet are not happy, you're not happy.
Exactly.
And how do foot mechanics affect the ankle, the knee, and the hip, for example? Let's start out with that.
Well, you have to think that the foot, when you're walking, it has to adapt to the surface, no matter what you're walking on. So when you hit the floor, your foot has to roll. Sometimes it rolls too much, and then it becomes excessive pronation or excessive supination. Supination is when you're rolling your foot upward. Pronation is when you're rolling your foot downward. Well, if you have excessive movement, then it can affect the knee, cause the knee to rotate in and out. It can affect the hip, and it can also affect your low back.
I did not realize that even happens. Your foot rolls.
Yes. Everybody's foot rolls, but some people's foot roll more than others, depending on how much angulation they have in their rear foot or their forefoot. So everybody supinates, everybody pronates, but if you excessively pronate or rotate or supinate, then you can run into trouble with pain in your feet or pain in your knees or in your hip also.
Interesting. All from the hips all the way down.
Absolutely. So we have to look at all the chain there when we assess somebody when they come in for treatment.
So when are orthotics beneficial then?
Well, when you start with pain a lot of times in the foot, sometimes you would benefit from orthotics. As a physical therapist, we evaluate your foot, the rear foot and the forefoot. You break it down into two components. Then we compare those angles and decide if it's too much. There are norms for those angles. And if you have too much, then you and are having pain and issues. Sometimes stretching can affect for the positive, but a lot of times custom-made orthotics are what you may benefit from. You know, you can buy the inserts in the stores now. They have lots of different kinds, Dr. Scholl's, whatever. They will not address your issues, perhaps. So an assessment by a physical therapist is when that would be beneficial, to see what you do. And then we can make them at both of our clinics, the one in Marquette and one in Ishpeming. We can custom make them orthotics for you, your particular foot.
Mike Ploy in the studio talking to Sarah Gopil, and she's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Sarah, what are orthotics for people who may not know what that is?
Orthotics are inserts that you put into your shoe, and they can be the whole length of the shoe, or they could also be just going halfway up the shoe. Some people feel like, oh, it's just going halfway under your foot would be uncomfortable, but they taper them off enough that you don't even realize that it's stopping. But they're inserts that go into the shoe, and sometimes you can take out the insole of the shoe to make them fit a little bit better, depending on the shoe.
And they compensate for whatever issues that you have.
Absolutely. What you are lacking, the faulty mechanics that may be going on in your foot.
Talking to Sarah Gopil from Active Physical Therapy, and let's talk a little bit about shoes and shoe wear, what that has to do with your feet.
Well, it's very important depending on how much time you spend on your feet. If you're on your feet all day at work, you need a good pair of support shoes. So the things to look at in a shoe is, does it fit for one thing? Or do your toes have enough room? But if you say any type of a shoe, if you hold it from one end to the other and you try to collapse it, is the whole shoe going to collapse? It should only bend at the knee, at the toes. But sometimes in the arch, it'll collapse into the arch, and that is not providing the support that you need.
Ah, interesting. Now, a question that I'm interested in, I do a lot of walking.
Yes.
What about walking shoes and running shoes?
Well, there is a difference depending on what type of foot you have. If you are a supinator, meaning you excessively supinate, usually that's high arches. A lot of times your shoes will be more of a angle. When you look at the bottom of the foot, it'll curve in more. If you're a pronator, an excessive pronator, because we all do pronate or supinate, you look at the bottom of your shoe, it should be a straighter bottom, because then it will provide you more support into your arch. So typically, someone who doesn't have a high arch would need more of an arch in their shoe. Somebody who has a higher arch doesn't need as much support in their shoe in the arch area.
So folks can come into active physical therapy and you will take a look at their feet and measure their feet and tell them exactly what they're doing, what they're not doing, and what they need to do.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Yeah.
It is fun. It's like a puzzle and you're figuring it out for that patient. But again, it depends on how much time you're spending on your feet. You know, walking mm-hmm. and running, there's lots of, you know, you want to vary your surfaces when you're walking or running. Shoes last variable times depending on if you're walking or running. But typically, every 6 to 9 months, you would want to change your shoes if you're a walker. If you're a runner, maybe more often.
And if you're experiencing pain in your hips or your knees, it can be your feet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Sarah Gopil from Active Physical Therapy, physical therapist, and very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice talking to you too.